And they said, look, it's the butcher's son. How can he be the Messiah? The carpenter's son. How can he be?
Yes.
Let's read these verses. Oh, I love talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you? I love listening about him. We had a lovely weekend with David and his assembly. A beautiful weekend with a dear brother we love so much from Sri Lanka. And the theme was the preeminence of Christ. We're up on Bulai Pass. We're up in the clouds, literally in the clouds. You can see the clouds come across and we're in the mist and so on. And I said, this is it. Preeminent Christ. We're going up now. We're closer to heaven. Matthew 4:14-16. Read verse 12. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. Got out of Jerusalem, got out of Judea, and went north. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, that would become his base, which is by the Sea of Galilee, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. That it might be spoken, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Light has dawned. This might be fulfilled. What's happening now? It was not just a haphazard guess of, let's have a look on the map and let's see where will be a good place to start. Or a good place to go. No. He headed north. And this was in the conformity of the will of God in Isaiah chapter 9. Let's turn to it, please. It's a lovely passage. One of my favourite passages. Isaiah chapter 9, my students used to say, look, Ron, why do you keep saying that about the Bible, that Bible book and that Bible passage, because you're always saying it's your favourite passage. I said, I'm sorry, all of them are. Isaiah 9:1, nevertheless the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in the Galilee of the Gentiles. Familiar verses? Yes, yes. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And so it goes on with, in verses 3, 4 and 5, with the conjunctions at the beginning of the verses. Verse 4, the word for, F-O-R. Verse 5, the word F-O-R. The word in verse 6, F-O-R. All connected, for, because. All interconnected, even though we extract this verse as a Christmas verse. It's very interesting and very true. But here we learn about something that's going to happen to Zebulun and Naphtali. And that is the Assyrians are going to overrun them. You would not want the Assyrians to overrun them. Assyrians, not Syrian. Assyrians, just Assyrian. Oh, I see. Okay, I've got to be careful here. The ancient Assyrians. The ancient Assyrians were worse than ISIS. Ancient Assyrians were worse than ISIS. If you're in the North Country, you're target number one. Down from the north. And down they come. Poor old Northern Israel, much like the Golan Heights now, you see there. Yeah. They catch the brunt of it all, that Northern invasion. But there's a prophecy here, a prophecy. With all the darkness of the world powers coming upon them, we find that there is a light that's going to be shined to them. This is what we call prophetic telescoping. In other words, we can have centuries pushed in together and read as one, like a concertina or a piano accordion. You see those highlights that when you open it up, you see that there's a lot of things in between. There's a lot of valleys in between. And here there is a promise, and it's fulfilled with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never has Zebulun, or never has this area ever been visited in such a way. It's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. That completes that prophecy and fulfills it. A shaft of light shining in and bringing peace and safety for those people. Light has dawned. Let's have a look at Matthew 4:23-25, and it's a summary, I believe, a summary prophecy. We must hurry on. There's not so many in this particular section of this was done that it might be fulfilled by the prophet, but we do have them here. 23-25 is somewhat of a summary of what is happening here. Verse 23, Matthew 4, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee, from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond Jordan. A summary statement of the Lord, where it completes, this was done, which was spoken by the prophet, the messianic works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you notice the word all there? Not some. You know, a lot of these tele-evangelists and tele-healers, they have people interviewing the sick before they go on. Oh yes. Not everyone. Not everyone. I better not go down that track. Except to say, I was very interested in the book of Dr. Nolan, who researched the healers, not at the meetings, but after the meetings were finished. He followed them month by month, year by year. And he wrote a book called Doctor in Search of a Miracle. The miracles of Jesus are miracles. Yeah. A quick word about messianic words. We do not have a phrase where it says this was spoken by the prophet, this was fulfilled in the life of Jesus, it was spoken by the prophet so-and-so. But we do have something about his messianic words in Matthew 5:18. Which is, of course, the great Sermon on the Mount. Not only did Jesus heal, but as we read there, he also taught and he also preached. And I have just chosen this one here in Matthew 5:18 as just a reminder regarding the teaching ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read it here in Matthew 5:18, I'm sorry, that should read Matthew 25:20. But just in the notes, just extend that, will you please? Messianic words should read Matthew 5:18-20.